Welcome to the Candy Valentino Show, the podcast for founders, investors, and entrepreneurs, where we have honest conversations about what it takes to grow your business, build more wealth, and create financial freedom.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm so glad that you are tuning in with me. And to those of you that tune in every week or twice a week, thanks so much for being here. I'm very grateful. I love seeing your comments and your DMs and your reviews and your subscribes. So just thanks for being here on this journey with me and all of us really here at the show. So I just wanted to do a podcast, something a little different. And I don't know how I'm going to articulate this well the entire time, but I really wanted to talk about how to succeed in uncertain times. Because, man, there is so much uncertainty going on right now in the world. I feel like there's a lot of panic and chaos going on. And whether that's business or the economy or various markets or politics, I just feel like there's this massive undercurrent of uncertainty. And so I thought, how could I best serve you and just be a vessel right now? And so I put together this episode of what to do in uncertain times and what to think about and really what to do when faced with any challenge or adversity of any kind. So when I was preparing this, I thought, you know what, it really kind of goes back to just a few core principles. And I'm going to do my best to unpack these in a very short episode. But the first one is going to seem pretty simple. And it might be because we intelligently or conceptually know how to do something, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we do. Otherwise, the world would all be at their optimum weight with zero debt and have tons of assets and stopped at just two glasses of wine. Simple doesn't mean easy. So I certainly think that even though this might be something you've heard before, I think it needs addressed. Because if we look back on uncertain times in history, even just 3 years ago with COVID-19, or if we go 15 years ago to the crash in 2008, or 20 plus years ago with the tragedies from 9/11, there are so many moments in our society, in our culture, that we've had a lot of uncertainty. Something happened that was completely outside of our control. And it can really make us feel helpless. And that helplessness will make people act a variety of different ways. Some people will feel sad or fearful or angry or outraged. So as we're coming into this new year, I really wanted to touch on this. The first thing to remember is this first core principle, that you have been through difficult times before and you're going to get through this too. Now, I know that conceptually may be like, okay, great, Candy, you don't really realize what I'm going through. And you're right. And just because you're going through something difficult and knowing that you're going to get through it doesn't make it easy. But I would like to share with you a little framework that I use when I'm faced with new challenges or new adversities. And there's two simple things that you can do. The first,
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Is to reflect. I want you to reflect on the past challenges that you've had, the past situations that you faced, and remember that those didn't destroy you. Those didn't cripple you. You could have quit and nobody would have questioned it, but you didn't. And you're still here. And this next thing isn't going to destroy you either. It may feel like that when you're in the moment, but when you look back on all of the past challenges that you've had and you face and you overcame them, and you remember that you're going to get through this too, it's a little easier to deal with in the moment, which is why that second word is remember, reflect and remember. Remember that not only did you overcome that challenge, but you grew because of it. You became stronger, more resilient, you persevered, and that's because true growth only comes through adversity. In the moment, our brains cannot measure what we gain in a challenge or in pain. It can only measure what we're losing or going to lose. It's your job to remember and reflect on the past and draw strength when you're in current challenges. That's why if you heard me on Ed Milet's podcast, this is the first place I ever talked about this publicly, is what I do is I take out a sheet of paper, and you've probably heard me talk about it before. when I'm trying to reflect on all of the challenges that I faced, that I got through, that I'm going to get through this next thing too, and this is nothing compared to X, Y, and Z that I already got through, I pull out a sheet of paper and I write down all of the things that I've been through, all of the things that I faced, so that when I go to do this next thing, I can remember who I am and that those things didn't cripple me. So if you haven't ever done that or you've never heard me talk about it, go listen to that episode and do that now. Pause this, stop, whatever you need to do. If you've never done that, pull out and write your proof paper, is what I call it. And the second thing to remember is focus on what you control. When we are faced with adversity or challenge, we really only have a few decisions to make. Remember, reflect, and then decide what to focus on. You get to choose what you want to focus on. And I know that's really hard to do sometimes. Again, simple, not easy. But it's really the only way to get you out of the chaos, out of the anxiety of the moment, is by choosing how you want to view this. Remember, chaos is always available. Anxiety is always available. Overwhelm is always available. You can always choose those, but there's also an option to focus on opportunity, to focus on growth, to focus on the possible potential positive outcome that could come from this, not to emotionally stack all the negative. Although, that choice is always there if you want it. The reality is that we can have 100 people right here with us. We can be in a stadium with 100,000 people, all of them experiencing the exact same thing, same circumstance, same challenge. And every single person is going to have a different experience and a different reaction to the very same event. The choice is how you want to react. It's like I recall back, and I don't even know when this was, probably about 10 years ago, I remember sitting in a boardroom and we were talking about a massive challenge. I remember that. I don't remember the date, but man, do I remember the challenge. And there were about 6 other people around the boardroom with me, myself, a few other colleagues that were working on this project with me. And it's, you know, confidential information, so not to go into too many details. But basically, in short, there was a really big problem presented and it was a doozy, you know. And I, like typical, I got pretty quiet. I sat back in my chair a little bit like this, probably not quite this far. I put my arms on the desk and I shook my head. And I remember not saying a word as I was trying to process what was happening and simultaneously think about potential possible solutions, workarounds, and other ways we can get out of this. Now, personally, I've developed a lot of emotional control. So when I'm faced with any type of critical challenge, I run pretty cool, pretty calm, collected all on the surface. My heart may be pumping under this suit jacket, but on the surface, I look really calm. I practice what I preach to you on the show. I pause and I process. That's typically the way that I handle challenge. Now, sometimes I pause too long. And there are challenges with that, not having a response right away, waiting to think about it too far, too long. But I wanted to share that, to share the dynamic. I wasn't saying a word, but yet there were others who were outraged. They lashed out. They got angry. They stood up. There were some that were quiet like me, one I could think about. And there was another that was tearing up, sad, worried. So just wanted to paint that picture. And then interestingly enough, I've actually heard Tony Robbins talk about this same concept. And that's what triggered my memory to this specific meeting. For him, he was talking about hosting an event, I think it was in Hawaii, right when the towers were attacked in 9/11, 2001. And he was sharing how everyone reacted so differently to the same experience. Millions of people in the country, thousands in this room, all experiencing the same thing. All reacting differently. Some people were scared out of their minds, didn't want to leave their house. They couldn't wait to get home. There were others that were already looking at travel, knowing that flights were going to be low and wanted to take their kids on trips. Imagine those two very different experiences. Imagine the boardroom with me sitting back, my hands probably like this on the desk, because that's typically what I do, thinking, and there are other people in either tears or standing up, swearing, lashing out. Same circumstance. We all had the same experience, but we all reacted to it differently. So I want you to remember that in times when you think you can't control this or that, remember where the power lives is that you always get to, like, you can't control what happened. And as hard as it is to do it, you can turn that challenge or that adversity or that pain into a different experience that will invoke a different emotion. So regardless what's coming into your life or what's currently happening in your life, remember that you always get to choose what's next. And look, this doesn't take away from the fact that it sucks. This does not minimize the reality that that experience is or was painful, traumatic, horrific. It doesn't take away suffering, but it can end it. It can stop it from going on longer. It can stop it from stealing more joy, more love, more happiness from your life. Was it a financial challenge? Well, that just makes you steward your money better. A friendship or a relationship that got toxic? Well, it gives you more discernment next time. Was it a bad business deal you said yes to? Well, it's going to give you deeper intuition next time. That health scare that you got, well, it gave you focus to reset your priorities. You know, and this makes me think back. Let's hope I can get through this story, guys. This makes me think back to 2014. My dad was going in for a routine stress test. At the very same time, I was in my car heading to the gym. I had known he had this appointment coming up. And I said, hey, do you want me to stop by with you? And typical dad, he's like, no, I'm fine. You know, I'll call you when I'm done. Thankfully, I didn't listen. Thankfully, I never listened as a kid. And something just told me to go. So I went anyways. And as I'm there, I go in and there's a nice nurse behind the glass window. And I said who I was here to see. And she goes, oh, he just finished. He's back. We saw something we didn't like. He's back the hall to the right. I'll have him come out. He's fine. He's waiting 45 minutes and we're going to do another test. Sounded fine, right? So I sit down in the waiting room. I look up and it was not, I don't think it was Regis and Kelly. It was whoever came after Regis because it was 2014. So maybe Kelly and Ryan or something was up on the screen. And so he came out and he was like, hey, what are you doing here? And I said, oh, I just thought I would come see how things were going. They said, you know, you're going to be about 45 minutes. You just want to sit here and chat. He's like, yeah, sure. So he's sitting. He's sitting to my left. TV screen's up here. And we're chatting. And all of a sudden, his face is as white as this paper. All of a sudden, I look over and his hands, because he always had very strong, big hands anyways as a mechanic, his hands were three sizes as big as they were. And he kept trying to take a deep breath. And I said, are you okay? He goes, typical dad. Yeah, I'm fine. This is what it's supposed to do. And I waited about another 5 seconds. And I said, let me get you a drink. And he said, no, I'll get it. I'll get a drink. I said, dad, sit down. Let me get you a drink. So I went over, they had a case there. I grabbed an orange juice, cracked it for him, handed it to him. And when I looked at him the second time, I knew something was wrong. I went over to the nurse and I said, something is wrong. Like, he can't breathe. He's white. And I was very calm when I said that. And she immediately looked over, saw him, ran to the back, and he started actively having a heart attack right in front of me. We were thankfully close to the hospital. So they immediately called 911, sticking the nitrous packs, I think they're called, under his tongue, trying to slow his heart rate down. And it's interesting because I'm very emotional retelling the story now. But in the moment, I was completely calm. I was collected. I knew somehow instinctively that he was going to be okay. And all I cared about was not the doctor coming over and asking me how I was. I wanted him to focus on whatever he needed to do to get my dad out of the situation. Finally, 7 nitro packs later, the ambulance comes. He goes in, immediate heart surgery, and ended up living. Had I not been there that day, and he would have stayed back in that room, he would have had a cardiac arrest, an event that would have killed him and would have ended his life. So for those of you parents out there, just remember that child that never listens to you, they may end up starting some companies and saving your life one day. Now, what does this mean to you? How did that challenge end up helping him? It extended his life, not just there in the moment, but it extended his life for decades after because he focused on eating better. He focused on having more fun. He comes out and sees me for months at a time in Arizona. He enjoys trips. He doesn't work as much. He understood that time is more finite. And if he would have wallowed in, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened to me, he would have missed the blessing of what that pain did for him. That's why it's important for you to take the trip, make a call, say what you wanted to say to the person because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And whatever challenge or pain that you're facing right now, you can't change it. I'm sorry. I wish I could take it away from you, but you can't. But maybe that challenge happened or is happening to shift your priorities in your focus of where you are in life right now. That pain that you experience could very well be the path to a greater purpose and calling for your life. But if you stay stuck in it, in the worry, in the wallow, you're gonna miss it. The fastest way to shift your mind from fear and anxiety is to go help someone else. In that moment, I was not thinking about me or this doctor helping me. He didn't even need to make me calm down. I was literally probably ghost face standing there as my dad was laying on the table having a heart attack with all of these things going off that they're trying to hook him to. In the moment, it's like, who can you help? Who can you serve? Because I know from 30 years of this, doing this work from those first cassette tapes that I bought, that our brains cannot process fear, anxiety, gratitude, and contribution simultaneously. It simply can't. So any single time I have not been in the best state, or I'm in a dark moment, or I'm in a challenging time, I will purposefully stop myself and say, Candy, who can you help? Who can you serve? Who has it worse than me? Who can I call? Who can I send a text or a voice memo to? Who can I take a meal to? Who can I pick up Starbucks for behind me? Who can I be in the grocery store for and swipe my credit card to pay for their groceries? The fastest way to shift your mind from pain is to stop focusing on yourself and find someone else you can serve. Whew. Guys, anytime you're going through an uncertain time, a challenge, or an adversity, I want you to remember that. And I know you love when I give you the tactics. So I want to give you a few quick questions that you can ask yourself when you're in those moments. And you might be in one right now. But the first is, what are you focusing on? Like currently right now, when you feel the overwhelm of the anxiety or the pain of something that's going on or the uncertainty in your life, what exactly are you focusing on? Is it a fear? Is it loss? Is it uncertainty? And then the second question you ask is, how can I find opportunity here? Remember, chaos is always available for you to choose. Anxiety will always be there. But if you wanted to find something good, where could the good be in this? And then last and final, who can you serve? Who can you help? Who can you bless? Who has it worse than you? Our brains can't process what is to come. It only processes the loss of what is. It's your job to focus on the beauty, the purpose, the contribution, the gift that might come with the very thing you're struggling with right now. So I'm going to leave you with that today. I hope that served you in some way. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You have the ability to even be a hero to someone else. If you thought of somebody through this episode, share them the link, make their day. You never know who might need a little dose of inspiration. And if you do share this, tag us at Candy Valentino for reshares. And if you haven't subscribed, head over to YouTube, iTunes, leave a review. It would mean the world to us, all of us here on the show. Leave the team a review so that we can continue to bring you great guests, great topics, and great interviews every single week. All right, guys, God bless you. I'm cheering you on. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next time. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode. And if there was something that you loved or you had a specific takeaway, share it and tag me at Candy Valentino. And if you haven't yet, grab your copy of Wealth Habits everywhere books are sold. And for upcoming events or ways to stay connected, head over to candyvalentino.com. That's all for today. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. We'll see you next time.